The podcast of CBS This Morning will begin after this short break.
This episode of the CBS This Morning podcast is brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Nora O'Donnell.
I'm John Dickerson.
Yep, he is. I'm Gail King, and this is a CBS This Morning podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anthony Salvanto, CBS News Elections and Surveys Director, and joining me in the Toyota Green Room is Ashley Edwards, Refinery29's Senior News and Politics Editor. We have teamed up here at CBS News with Refinery29 to explore the impact of millennial women on the coming midterm elections. Ashley, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
So we just finished this poll. We just put out the releases. And one of the things that I think struck everybody was the turnout question. And as we head towards midterms, everybody's always asking
that. It matters the most.
Yeah, the turnout questions, because it depends who shows up, right? So millennial women, many of them said that they were excited and enthusiastic about voting, but they were less likely compared to older women, compared to the older generation. What did you make of that, and why might that be?
I think people are energized. They're angry. However, that doesn't necessarily translate into actually going out to the voting booth. They may not be excited about the candidates that are up in the 2018 elections. So for them, they may think their vote doesn't necessarily matter. So that could be why people aren't showing up. We've talked to some women, and they just feel like, you know, they're kind of disillusioned from all sides, from Republicans, Democrats. They kind of feel like no one really has our best interests in mind. So why does it even matter to vote?
Yeah, I was struck by the large number who said that it didn't matter who controlled Congress.
Yes.
And one of the things I think we'll be watching as these midterm campaigns unfold is, can the parties make the argument that it does? Midterm turnout, as you pointed out and others, is often very low, but mm-hmm. it starts with that idea that it matters. You know, when you talk to folks and when you cover politics from Refinery 29, are there other ways that younger people are getting involved, even if it's not politics? What are the channels for their activism?
I think that social media is a huge channel of activism for people, from sharing stories they care about, sharing statuses, and then finding out where protests and things are. I think people really like to show that they care about issues on social media, but that doesn't necessarily translate into real life effects, like actually going to the polls, actually campaigning for a candidate. But I think people like to say that they're involved and show that they actually care about issues, but it's another thing to actually, you know, register to vote and go vote.
Yeah, and we saw in the polling that a lot of these millennial women do say that they post, that they share, that they're engaged, but that they recognize it's not necessarily the most effective thing. It is, though, easy to do, right? And this generation has been raised on social media.
Social media is the easiest way to share how you feel about things. And if you're, like, reading a news story and you're really angry and fired up, you're going to share that. But then you may go home, kind of forget about it, or say, like, does it really matter if I vote or not? In the last election I voted, it didn't go the way I wanted. Does it really actually matter? So I think that's, you're seeing that apathy for young people everywhere.
So for the folks who are going to vote, and like we said, there are plenty of them,
yes.
You know, it struck us in the polling that they were very motivated, they were very enthusiastic, and that they cared about some particular, you know, issues over others, one of them being healthcare.
Yes. So I think it was across the board, from millennial to older women, healthcare was the most important part over things like immigration and the economy and civil rights. I think because healthcare is very personal. You can either afford to go to the doctor or you can't, or you're going to end up going into debt, going to the doctor if you have an emergency. And I think for millennials, they see rising healthcare costs. Everything is so expensive, so that's really moving them because it affects them very personally as compared to other things that are a little bit more abstract or in the background. And they see you can't really necessarily change that quickly.
Right. You know, healthcare, one of those issues, the economy as it affects their pocketbook. Remember, this age group, too, it strikes me, it shows the most change in their lives for any category that we pollsters put people in. From 18 to 35, right, you might graduate from college if you go to college. You might get your first job, buy your first house, you know, start a family, all of those things. And yet it seemed like the economic part of it is really is all about whether they're affected.
Yes.
And that starts to change over time. But we often see young people not quite see that connection to politics. It's very immediate. And that's why things like health care.
Yes, I'm a millennial. And yeah. For us, like my parents' generation, they could buy houses. They didn't really necessarily have to worry that much about health care. They had more savings. Our generation's kind of, we don't really have that. We are saddled with student loan debt. So as health care, it affects your pockets very personally. We're really going to care about that since so many other things are out of our control. That's one thing that we see like we really have to care about.
Yeah, and many of them also came of age after the recession. So
yes.
During the recovery, which didn't help everybody all at once as
yes.
well. And, you know, one of the other things that strikes you, too, is this is the most diverse generation compared to older Americans. This generation is more likely to know someone or be from a family who are immigrants. Right. And the composition of this generation is the most diverse. It's just over, you know, half white, but also non-white mm-hmm. In large percentages. How do you think that is affecting all of these numbers that we see today?
I think millennials really care about identity politics, where you're from, how you identify. I'm a daughter of immigrants. So for me, I grew up in a household of immigrants, around immigrants. For older generation, that may not have been the same thing. Demographics have shifted so much. So for us, it's really visible. And that's why it's more of a thing for us than older generation. So I think we are going to the polls to vote for people who identify with us. We see that we kind of see ourselves in, as opposed to older people may more care about kind of, you know, the economy, more hard issues than that.
Yeah, that sense of familiarity really impacts opinions. We see mm-hmm. that even when we ask in the polling the immigration question, whether they feel like immigrants contribute to or don't contribute to society. And younger folks, younger women in this poll are more likely to say that they do. And
absolutely.
Part of it is that familiarity. Tell me also about when you talk about gun policy, of course, that's going to be another hot topic in this election. What struck you about the findings and whether people were going to vote on that or not?
So what I found really interesting was that women across the board think gun laws should be more strict, from younger to older. So I think that for women, that's a huge issue. But then when you break it down by partisan lines, Democrats, of course, want it to be more strict. Republicans either want it to be laws to be less strict or to remain the same. But overall, women care a lot about these mass shootings and gun control. And I think that there's been so many high-profile incidents in the past 2 years that it's getting really hard for people to ignore. So I think that with the activism of the Parkland students, people are really starting to see that their elected officials can really change these laws if they want to. So for them, they're really voting and coming out for that.
Yeah. Speaking of partisan lines, one of the other things we were talking about earlier was the way in which as voters react to the number of women candidates who are running this year, which are in record numbers, we found that Democrats a little more likely than Republicans to say that it would be a good thing to have more women in office. Talk a little about that and talk about why you think that is and why it is that voters told us that they thought it would be good to have more women in office.
So some people said that they think it would be good for democracy because it's a more diverse pool of people who are in politics. Congress is majority male, so if you have more women elected, it's going to be more split. Other people said women are better negotiators, so things would actually get done. And then some people said it really doesn't matter. But I think the vast majority think that it's time for it's not just to be a boys' club in Congress, for women to finally take the lead. Republicans were less likely to think that it matters, but then I think overall people are like, it wouldn't be a bad thing for there to be more diverse, I think not just gender, but of thought in Congress, you know.
When you look at, as you cover the politics from, and also from the perspective of younger people, what is it that you think defines this generation that makes them so different or different from older generations and what they're looking for and what they want to hear?
I definitely think that we are more connected than the older generation. So there's a lot more of an exchange of ideas. So we're hearing a lot more things. We're seeing a lot more things than our older people. You were kind of in your community. You kind of thought along the lines of people around you. But now we are so interconnected through social media that we all are kind of getting different ideas from all over. And I think that's what makes us more different than any other generation. And I think that activism online has connected us. But like I said, it does it really translate into politics for us?
Yeah. Well, that sense of community, it's interesting you raise that, because for a long time, voting studies have always shown that once somebody feels like part of a community, they're more likely to get engaged and more likely to vote. And interestingly enough, it doesn't have to be a physical community.
Yes.
Now it can be an online one or a digital one. As we go forward in the midterms, what are you looking for? What do you think is going to be pivotal, not just in who controls Congress, but in what kinds of policies come out of this?
I think healthcare is truly the number one for me. That's one thing I really, really care about. And I think that I honestly haven't heard that many candidates really pushing home healthcare when that's the most important thing. I've heard them talking about immigration. I've heard them talking about abortion. But healthcare has kind of been in the background. So if that's the main thing that people care about, I would like to see how these different candidates are going to address that. We're almost 2 months out, so it's time for them to start talking about that more.
Great. Okay, everyone, this has been the Toyota Green Room live with Ashley Edwards of Refinery 29. I am Anthony Salvanto of CBS News with our latest team up here on polling about the midterm elections and millennial women. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. You can watch the full CBS This Morning broadcast Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on your local CBS station.
Or you can stream it live on the CBS All Access app.